Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord. I want you to know tonight that the glory of God is moving throughout the earth. And I want you to understand that the glory of God is here for you tonight. It's everywhere. There is no place on the earth, in the heavens, that we could go and not find the glory. You know, King David said one time in the Word of God, he said, even if I make my bed in hell, God is there. He was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew boys. He was in the lion's den with Daniel. He was in jail with Paul and Silas. He's everywhere. The glory of God tonight will shine. Father God, I give you praise for these, your people. They are your people. And I praise you, God, for every soul that is listening. I decree and I pray that you would move by your spirit and that you would heal and set free and that every bondage would be destroyed. Because of the anointing of God, breaking free from spiritual bondage through the glory of God in Jesus' name. And we give you glory for what you would do. Save, heal, and deliver by the power of God. I'm going to read something to you and I'm going to Exodus chapter 33 and verse 19. Let me start at verse 17. Exodus chapter 33. I'm going to begin at verse 17. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. For thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. Listen to what God said to Moses. He's saying that to every one of you tonight. He said to Moses, again, this is chapter 33 of Exodus, verse 17. You have to get this tonight. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken. Somebody right now need to know that God will do this thing that you have spoken. It says, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. God knows you by name. and the glory of God comes through grace. Do you not know that when we receive the Holy Spirit, we receive the glory of God? I said this the other day, the Holy Spirit is the most ignored in all of the Word of God. It's time for the body of Christ to get back to the reverence for the Holy Spirit. For the Holy Spirit is God's glory. God said to Moses here, he said, I'm going to do what you have spoken. You have found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. God knows you by name. He knows me by name. Verse 18 of Exodus 33, listen to this. And he said, I beseech thee, that word means to beg. I beg thee, show me your glory. Oh, God. Say that with me tonight. God, show me your glory. Verse 19, look at this grace. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee. And I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. What is the glory of God? His goodness. His grace, his mercy. That's the glory of God. His divine protection, the glory of God. His ability to be good. Goodness and mercy shall follow. God, show me your goodness. When you say, God, show me your glory, God said, I'll show you my goodness. I'll show you my grace. I will show you my mercy. The mercy is part of the glory of God. It's an attribute of God's glory. You look at the people today. People need mercy. People need the grace of God. We need it. We need the goodness of God. I believe when God's glory comes, debt has to flee. Fear has to flee when the glory comes. Look at verse 20, Exodus 33. So God says to Moses, I'm going to show you my glory. Moses said in verse 18, show me your glory. God says in verse 19, I will make my goodness pass before you. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious. I will show mercy to whom I will show mercy. Verse 20, and he said, thou canst not see my face. For there shall no man see me and live. God said, I'm going to pass you, but I can't show you my face. Look at verse 21. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. Whenever God gets ready to reveal his glory, he's not going to reveal his glory to somebody that's not solid, somebody that's not standing on the rock of salvation, somebody that's not standing on the word of God, somebody that's not willing to take off their shoes, their way of walking, their way of doing things. When God gets ready to show you his glory, he will strip you. I'm trying to tell you the truth now. Now watch this. God said, there is a place by me. Stand upon that rock, Moses. Verse 22. And it shall come to pass while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cliff of a rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face thou shalt not see. Power of God. God says, I'm going to pass by you, but I'm going to put you in a cliff of the rock. And I'm telling you, if you feeling like you between a rock and hard place, it's there for the glory of God. Listen, somebody needs to know this. When you are in a position of being extreme, seems like all hell has broken loose on your life. Seems like nothing is going good. God wants to show you his glory. Praise God. Part of God's glory is his goodness. I mean, when things are not good, it's an opportunity for goodness. Hello. When things are dark, it's an opportunity for light. And God says, I want to show you my glory. Daniel was in the lion's den. The glory of God came, shut the mouths of the lion. The Hebrew boys in a fiery furnace. The glory of God came in. The king thought he put three in, but there were four. That number means complete. And the fourth one looked like the Son of God. It was Yeshua. I mean, the mighty God. The glory of God came in. Let me tell you something. The glory of God spared your life. It spared my life. You were sick. God healed you. You were in trouble. God delivered you. That was his glory. And I'm telling you right now, by the Spirit of God, the glory of God has come right now. And what do? When the glory comes, you know, the Hebrew word for glory is kabod. Huh. And what it means is weight. God is heavy, baby. Huh. Have you ever heard somebody say something? You said, oh, that's heavy. So when the glory of God comes, that glory is the kabod, that weighty, that heavy anointing. It's like a blanket. You know, the science, it would be the mass of an object of matter, the heaviness, the substance of a person or a thing. For God, it is who he is. Not just what he is, but who he is. God's glory is his character, his power. The heaviest part of God's glory, get this, is his love. Uh-oh. You see, love has been put down so much until love is basically not even important to most people. The scripture says the love of many has waxed cold. The love of God is the heaviest, the weightiest of his glory. For God so loved the world until he gave his only begotten son. He gave the weight of his glory, Jesus. Love is so heavy until mankind as a whole was guilty of sin, guilty of trespassing, guilty of disturbing a heavenly peace between God and man. God sent his glory in the person of Jesus that died on the cross, came as a lamb, and was willing to be beaten and dogged and spit upon. And when he was thirsty, they gave him vinegar, came to drink the bitterness of death for something he did not do. God's love, that powerful. The love of God is his character. You think of what describes people nowadays. It's their education. It's who they are. Who they know, how big they are. Come on, it's everything but love. But God's character is, and power is manifested in his love. Do you want that? I do. Praise God. You know, Moses said, "I want to see your glory." In Exodus 33. He said, "God, show me your glory." And then God told Moses, he says, "Now you go ahead and stand on the rock." When you stand on the rock, and Jesus came in the new covenant as the rock of salvation. He spoke to Peter when Jesus said to his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" Peter had a revelation. And Jesus said, upon this rock or this truth, you want to see the glory of God? Get up on a rock. Stay upon the solid foundation of the Word of God, and God will always show you his glory. God said, "Moses, stand by this place, and I'm going to pass by you, and you stand on that rock, and it will be." God said, "Moses, while my glory pass by, I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you." You know, when the glory of God comes, you will know it because he will protect us. I'm being protected now. My family is being protected. My mother's being protected. My loved ones, you all here on prophecy alive, you are being protected. It is the glory of God. When God reveals something, he's revealing his glory. It has nothing to do with me. It has something to do with the character of God and who God is working with for you. It's part of his glory. Glory to God. God says, Moses, I'm going to pass by you. And that rock is speaking of Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And God's glory passed by Moses in the cleft of the rock. Moses saw the back part of God. He saw his glory. I want to tell you something. Any part of God is worth it all. That's why we must seek his face, not just his hand, because we want his countenance to be on us. God can look at your situation and glory will fall. God can speak your name and glory will fall. God, speak my name. Oh, God, you know my name. Tell God that right now. I dare you. Say, God, speak my name. Well, you know what that means? You know, people are looking to be somebody among somebody who we think have power. No, baby. When God speaks your name, things will begin to happen. People will come out of nowhere. I'm telling you, I know what I'm saying. When it is your time, you don't have to do anything. Because when God speaks your name, all foes must be subject. All sickness must be subject. Prosperity comes when the glory comes. Listen to this. And this is what God is doing. He spoke to me this morning as I was sharing with my queen. The glory of God is what I see happening. When we begin to see the manifestation and the revelation of the love of God, that's his glory. You want his glory? Get some love. Praise God. Ask God to reveal his love. Because where the love of God is, you will always find his glory. Jesus came, the love of God. You found healing of the sick, raising of the dead, casting out of devils. You found prosperity. You needed some money. Peter looked at Jesus. We need some money. We got to pay taxes. We got to give Caesar some money. And then we need some money to take care of our business. Jesus said, go get a fish. Part of the glory of God. God's glory made the fish in the sea. It's part of his creation. And a man is trying to act like that the earth is running out of prosperity. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God is not a God that would do anything and run out of anything. He doesn't run out of resources. Get your eyes off of what silly man is doing and get your eyes on what God is doing. That's why God tells us to pray for our president. Pray for those in authority. Man has made so many rules just to prosper. But God is saying, I'm a God of liberty. And when we begin to understand that the love of God brings the glory of God, we will begin to seek the love of God. God's glory passed by Moses. Can you imagine? The Lord God, his mercy is his glory. God said, I'll be gracious to you, Moses, long-suffering and abounding in goodness and truth. Ezekiel 34:6. Listen to this. I'm going to read this. Here it is. Ezekiel 34:6. Follow me. Follow me with this. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children and the third and the fourth generation. And then Moses made haste and bowed his head towards the earth and worship. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant before all thy people, I will do marvels such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation, and all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Watch this. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. Then watch the instructions of God. He said, in other words, I'm going to drive out every enemy. I'm going to drive out those that oppress thee. I'm going to drive out those that all they want to do is steal, kill, and destroy. Verse 13 of Exodus 34. Listen to this. He said, but you shall destroy their altars, breaking their images, and cut down their groves. God is saying, you're going to cut down their images and groves. You're going to cut down the false idolatry worship. In other words, when the glory of God comes, you must understand something. What the glory of God is, when it comes, everything that is a falsehood, everything that is not like God, you see, God is a holy God. Yes, he's a powerful God, but he's holy. He detests, he hates false worship. God said, I'm going to show you my glory. I'm going to heal. I'm going to forgive. This is the first word that God used to Moses to describe his glory. God says mercy. Oh, you got to get this in your spirit. It reveals so much about God, people. God's glory and character. And listen, it reveals the highest form of love, mercy. This is the kind of God that we are friends with. We worship him. God's compassion. Compassion comes from God, that agape love. It describes, even in the New Testament, you notice when Jesus came, it was by his mercy, by his blood. Listen, people, he was willing to die, and he did, and be buried and rose again. This is an act that, listen, there's no word to describe the glory of God, but mercy. And then God said, Moses, I'm going to have mercy, and I'm going to be gracious unto you. Exodus 34 and 6 means I'm going to show you favor, mercy, kindness, forgiveness, long-suffering. I'm going to be patient. I'm going to be good. I'm going to show you love. I'm going to show you truth. I'm going to show you that I'm faithful. All of these characteristics of God describes love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians, the 5th chapter, talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, kindness, faithfulness. And when you notice that, it's a singular word, love. But joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, kindness describes love. And the glory of God is love. You know, religion would teach you that the glory of God is somebody shouting and dancing. No, that's not the glory of God. That has to do with rejoicing. And God's people want the glory. You want the glory? Love somebody. You want the glory? Be merciful. That's God's glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's a word I know that will bless you. We must understand God's glory. We must understand how God's, his glory works. Praise God. 347-539-5173. I'm going to be back after this. I want you to be blessed. I'm going to let you hear. On the broadcast, I begin to speak to a woman concerning her life, and God began to bless her through the words of prophecy, and I'll be back after that.
name, ma'am?
My name's Noelle.
I thank God for you. I see a ship, a yacht looking an ocean. For some reason, you're the only one on this giant boat-like. And you're there, you're peaceful. Seems like the atmosphere is tropical. There is a storm. This boat represents you, your life, your genealogy, your ministry, and the good, the bad, the ugly in your life. But you are coming out of this as pure gold. At the bottom of the sea, there's treasure. God wants you to know that you're in the same position as Peter. You recall Jesus saying to Peter, go get the fish. He put his hand in the fish mouth. Out comes what?
Coin.
And he was able to take care of some business. Amen?
Amen.
And the word was, render to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and to God. God is saying to me that all of your back bills are totally, the debt is totally wiped out. And this fish is a miracle fish. Take your right hand right now. Praise God. Reach down and see your Bible, Isaiah 55 and 11. Do you see that?
Yes.
Now, I say to you and prophesy to you, mark this day, every word that has gone forth out of your mouth has been accomplished, and the words are coming back to you in abundance. Now, this day forward, some things that people will call strange are going to happen to you. You're going to have a relative bless you. It's a woman. She's going to put something in your hand, and that's going to be the start of unusual miracles. Say that, unusual miracles.
Unusual miracles.
Go ahead.
The ship was a confirmation. God gave me a vision in May of 2012. God gives me a picture, and it's a, I say vision for a better word, but it's a picture that unfolds, and I get a story with it, and I was on a ship, and I was, it was a tropical area. I was in the belly of the ship, and the ship was as big as a city. I was brought from the bottom of the ship past everybody else. I was like working in an engine room. I was just, nobody knew my name, you know. So when you say I was alone, nobody knew my name. And I was brought from the bottom of the ship to the surface, and I was promoted. And officers that were giving me the promotion didn't know my name, but it was coming from above. And then I was swiftly left the ship. So the ship that you saw on the ocean was exactly, I mean, it's a confirmation overlapping many ways what God had shown me. All I know to receive on it and what God showed me is that God's got a plan, and leaving this ship or this promotion is the next step, and God's got it worked out. Thank you so much for the word. It was a confirmation for me.
To God be the glory.
And I'm just so thrilled, and I'm just blessed. I thank you so much for taking the time to take my call and for speaking over me and prayer, and I'll be tuning in. This is my first time tuning in, but I will be tuning in again.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Hello?
God bless you.
God bless you.
You're holding back on those gifts. You hear me?
Amen.
You are a psalmist, a worshiper. Do you know this?
Yes, sir.
I see college around you.
I'm in graduate school now, working on my master's. And it's funny that you say you see college around me, because I'm sitting here in my sweatshirt from the school that I'm attending now.
Well, it's around you. So you're sitting there with your college shirt on.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what this means, but navy blue, come to me. You have a navy blue shirt on.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Come to me. Stop playing now.
I'm not playing with you.
Issue that's going on, but I want you to know I'm not one to condemn.
Yes,
I want you to not feel guilty. Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Don't let no... Don't let anyone make you feel guilty. Now I'm shifting now. Oh, God. Don't let no one condemn you.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. Now, young man, turn your heart over to God.
Yes, sir.
Give him your life, and I vow to you, I see things
that would take place in your life. I pray that God give you discerning of spirits and you'll know who's good and who's evil, even in businesses. I see many offices around you, and I see you as a CEO. You're going to own 7 companies. You better listen. You're going to have to pray. I pray for divine protection on you, because with wealth comes, you're going to have God's protection. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Young man, praise God. Can you confirm that it had to be the Lord?
Yes, sir. It has to be.
And I give him all the glory.
Hallelujah.
And I know it's him and not Roderick. You hear me?
Hallelujah. I hear you.
But I know it's the Holy Spirit. Is there anything else you would like to say to me?
Just thank God for you. God's blessing over you.
Oh, I feel prophecy coming out of your mouth, too. What's in your mouth that's getting ready to come forth?
I don't know.
Open it. See what comes out of your mouth, prophet. Just open it.
Whatever it is, it's working. Whatever it is, it's going to be blessed. And it comes without struggle in the name of Jesus. It has no sorrow. It comes without struggle in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, I felt that go through my back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. I'm Roderick Owensby. I'm here with my queen, Katrina Owensby.
We're happy to share with you, our partners and friends, the launching of the Gathering Ministries here in Kokomo, Indiana, March 28th, 29th, and 30th.
This event will be held at Grace Memorial Institutional Church, 1417 North Delphus Street, 46901. Pastor M.L. Hall, Jr., which will be host and speaker on Friday night at 7 p.m. Listen to this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If greatness can be achieved, then excellence is even better. Everything that we say and do, we want it to be Christ-like. Hallelujah.
On that Saturday night at 7 p.m., the pastor of Truth Gospel Tabernacle here in Kokomo, Indiana, none other than William Price, Jr. Listen to this.
Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm being conformed, being transformed at the same time. My mind is being renewed. Listen to this. I hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church.
And on Sunday evening at 5 p.m., my husband, Senior Apostle and Prophet of the Gathering Ministries, will bring a profound word from heaven. God is going to release an awesome word at 14 years of age. On June 25th, 1978, my husband began his ministry under Bishop M.L. Hall, Sr., and now his time has come. Listen to this.
The most important thing in this walk with God is the divine ability to say it and it happens. But see, I trust God. For me to trust you, it doesn't mean I'm necessarily sure that you're going to do it. But whatever he does, I trust you. Faith is not necessarily knowing what God will do, but faith is a divine ability to believe and trust. How should I think, Apostle? You should think like God.
We're happy to share with you, our partners and friends, the launching of the Gathering Ministries here in Kokomo, Indiana, March.
I want you to write that down on your calendars. March, this month, 28th, 29th, and 30th. will be the launching of the Gathering Ministries here in Kokomo, Indiana. Many of you, if you've never been to Kokomo, Indiana, it's just like maybe an hour north of Indianapolis, Indiana, on US 31. You don't want to miss this. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you. We're getting calls from many places. Got a call from New York the other day. Precious woman of God there. But I want you to know that you're so welcome. And we invite you to be our guest. You don't want to miss this. For more information, you can feel free to give me a call at 317-832-0131. And also, my good friend, Pastor Gloria Friesen, she's bringing a bus down. You that ain't in the Mississippi area, I want you to give her a call, Pastor Gloria Friesen. Her number is 985-974-0628. And that bus will be leaving Thursday, the 27th of March. You do not want to miss this. It's going to be leaving, and the bus will be between Walgreens and Save-A-Lot. 9 a.m. that Thursday, the 27th morning, people will, you ought to be there. And at 10 a.m., the bus will be leaving you that are in the Hammond, Louisiana area. It's on Thomas Street. Call Pastor Gloria Friesen for more information. And she wants to receive the finances by the 22nd of this month. 985-974-0628. You that live in Mississippi, she has made arrangements. You get your money in, and she will be glad to pick you up with her driver. You don't want to miss that. And you that are coming to Kokomo, we have hotel reservation at the Hampton Inn and Suite here in Kokomo. That number is 765-455-2900. That's at the Hampton Inn Suites, and they will let you know the pricing of that also. And they have complimentary hot breakfast, and that's at the Hampton Inn and Suite. Wi-Fi, fitness center, indoor heated pool. Also, the Comfort Inn. By the way, that Hampton Inn is for standard kings and two queen beds, is $99 plus tax. And for King Suites, it's $119 plus tax. And you reference the Gathering Ministries. Also, the Comfort Inn, that number is 765-452-5050. And for standard king and one queen bed is $63.75 plus tax. Also, for two queen beds, it's $67.15 plus tax. Reference, again, the Gathering Ministries. And they also have hot breakfast bar, Wi-Fi, indoor heating pool. We do have the Days Inn and Suites. That number is 765-453-7100. And you can get rooms there for $57. Dollars. They do not have hot breakfast, and call us for anything that we can assist you in. We will treat you with VIP, the VIP that you are. 985-974-0628 is Pastor Gloria Friesen. She's in Hammond, Louisiana, and the bus will be leaving there. You do want to talk to her as soon as possible. She would like to have all the financial seats in to help out with the transportation. And if you would like more information, give me a call at 317-832-0131. You know, God is so good, and I thank him for what he is doing in this hour. God is working miracles by his Spirit. We were talking about the glory of God, the glory of God. You know, without God's glory. And as we were sharing, and also in Exodus chapter 33 and chapter 34, verse 14 says, "For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God." Now, we like those nice names of God, but he has another name. It's called Jealous. Now, you have to understand that. I mean, wouldn't you want worship if you made everything that could be made? Wouldn't you want worship? There are some people who want to be worshiped because they write a song. Praise God. They preach a message. Praise God. Or they have a high, a prestigious position. My God. Having created or made anything, God made all that can be seen, and most of what he made, we can't see. In the heavens, galaxies, thousands upon thousands of planets, even millions, his heavenly real estate is so vast, the most mathematical genius couldn't count how great God is. And what he has made. His name is Jealousy. He said, "I'll have no other God before me." I mean, we are mere humans. Watch this. And we don't want nobody putting nobody in front of us. Look at that. God's name, his name is Jealous. My God, he's a jealous God. This is something we must understand about God. Most people can't get their relationship together with God because they cannot accept God being a jealous God. We were made to worship him. I mean, he won't make you. No, he's a loving God. Love is his character. He's a kind God. Exodus 34 and 7. Look what it says. God says, I will keep mercy. God is a just God. Mercy is his character. Justice is his character. God is the great equalizer. Every valley shall be exalted and every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight and the rough places smooth. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed and all flesh shall see it together. Oh, we're about to see something, ladies and gentlemen. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. That's in Isaiah 40, verse 4. And when we see Jesus and we look at his life, Jesus, what is Jesus? What was he? Who is he? God in the flesh. Jesus, the knowledge of God, the glory of God. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Why is love in anyone's heart? It's called God's glory. It is God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, who has revealed in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. That's what Jesus, Yeshua, means, the light and glory of God. This is why Jesus said, "I am the way." He said, "I am the truth. I am the light." The signs and wonders and miracles that Jesus did were manifestations of God's glory, manifestations of his love and power, the healing of the lepers, the opening of the blinded eyes, the healing of those that couldn't talk, those who were possessed with demons, God's glory. Jesus did signs and wonders. He did in Cana of Galilee, manifested his glory, walked on the Sea of Galilee, and his disciples believed in him. God's glory. Jesus was moved, St. John 11 and 4. He was moved with compassion. The power of the love of God was revealed in him. When Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion, Matthew 14 and 14. His compassion moved him. When your compassion moves you, that's the glory of God. And Jesus began to do his work on earth. One time, John the Baptist went to jail, and John the Baptist began to have doubt. Jesus said, you go tell John, the blinded eyes are open, the deaf ears are unstopped, the dead is raised. The glory of God. Jesus said, you who believe in me, the works that I do, he will also do. When I pray for the sick, I expect them to be healed. And he said, greater works we will do because Jesus went to the Father. We receive the Holy Spirit, the glory of God. And he said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. That the Father may be glorified in the Son. The sonship anointing. St. John 14. If we stay meditating on God and meditating on Jesus and what he commanded for us to do, people, I'm telling you, I'm feeling God each day. If there is something bubbling up, there's something about to break out in the earth. The kingdom of heaven is yet at hand. We are commanded. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, those that are full of disease, raise the dead, cast out demons. And something that we receive freely, we freely give. And I'm telling you, by the Holy Spirit, I feel like there's a move of God. I know that there's something happening in the earth. It seems like everywhere there's so much darkness. People are killing. People are, I mean, this plane that went down. People are trying to find out what happened. You know what? When people live in darkness, they live in fear. The increasing darkness and increasing revelation of God's glory, it is so critical, people, to have spiritual discernment to avoid deception. The spirit of deception, hear me, I'm blowing the horn of a warning tonight. Listen to this. The spirit of deception is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. There are people who live by fear, and fear is their weapon. We must remain in Christ. Keep our eyes and our hearts fixed on him. The Holy Spirit will give us the discernment we need. Yes, he will. Every time. So vital. So important. Not to judge manifestations of God's love as being from Satan. And this is one of the greatest deceptions that the enemy is putting in the minds of people, that God is not love. If he was a God of love, why do good things happen to bad people? Or bad things happen to good people? It seems like those who are bad and those who are evil prosper. Don't you let that deception overtake you. Because then you'll be working in doubt. You'll be looking at what somebody else has and be saying to yourself, well, God, if you love me, how come I don't drive a nice car? How come I don't live in the best home? How come so-and-so live in a nice mansion? They're famous. They're on television. And then now, here's your faith. You can put in your faith in comparison. Be careful of the evilness, deception of the enemy. And when the supernatural happens, the manifestation of God's presence happens, listen, there are two types of fear that a person can have, depending upon what is in the heart of the person. Even in the days of Moses, and there was thundering and lightning, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain was smoking, and the people saw it. They trembled and stood afar off. Then they said to Moses, you speak with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said to the people, Exodus chapter 20, get this. Moses said, we're talking about God's glory. Moses said to the people, do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, and that you may not sin. So the people stood afar off, but Moses drew near the thick darkness where God was. Listen, holiness gives us access to God. God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. But there is a fear, a holy fear, and then there is an unholy fear. This unholy fear, it will cause us to be distant with God. What is an unholy fear? In the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve sinned, they hid themselves. Unholy fear will cause us to hide from the presence of God. That's an unholy fear. Whenever you find yourself distance from God, distance from prayer, distance from those who have a relationship with God, that's an unholy fear. Holy fear causes us to cleanse ourselves with joy, and it will cause us to come near to God. Everybody's getting back from this mountain, and Moses drew near the thickness, not just darkness, but as dark and thick as it was, Moses went directly into the presence of God. How do you know if you have unholy fear? Lack of love. There is absolutely no fear in love. Love casts out fear. Fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. 1 John 4:18. Listen, God's love is a consuming fire. The sight of the glory of God was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. Exodus 24. Read that. There's something else that happens when we behold God's glory. Number one, get this, transformation. Transformation can be both painful and wonderful. Listen now. I see people, they tell God, change me, transform me. The Bible said, be transformed by the renewing of the mind. God will change our thinking. And if we're willing and obedient, you know, there are a lot of people who are, they obey, but they're not willing to obey. There are things in us that are consumed when we behold God's glory. Things that remain are refined and purified. And people, you could turn away from God's glory. And people are afraid of the glory of God. Why? They don't want to change. When you are willing to change, glory will be welcomed by you. When you are not willing to change, you don't want the glory. And sometimes people are, you know, they are afraid to let go of their identity and become a new creation. Why? Why? What have your own identity brought you? The scripture says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. We don't look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. To be transformed by God's glory. You know what it means? Get this now. It means sacrifice. It means completely sacrifice. You have to sacrifice to have the glory of God. Praise God. And when you're willing to sacrifice, listen to this. This is so important. As I said earlier, it can be very painful when God begins to change us, and that glory comes with weight. In other words, it's heavy. It's heavy. It's not a light situation. Romans 12:1-2, the scripture says, I beg you therefore, brethren, I beseech you by the mercies of God. You see, earlier, the glory of God involves the mercies of God, the compassion of God, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And then it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Our minds must be transformed, our thinking, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This word transform is a Greek word. It's metamorpho. When we get the word metamorphosis, and this is a word, and it's used to describe a being changed into a butterfly. It means to be changed into something new. It's the same word that we use to describe what happens to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, Mark chapter 9. He went up there. He was transformed. I believe there's coming an actual manifestation of this transformation. We shall be changed. I believe it's going to happen. It's going to happen sooner than we think. You're going to be walking around and people right before your face are going to be changed and you're going to see God's glory. And people, listen, I got a prophecy. I want you to hear me. People are going to get more excited about God's glory than anything that they have ever been excited about. It's going to be more excited about God's glory than drugs. It's going to be more exciting about God's glory than anything new. Because it's going to be contagious when people see this transformation. This happened. Mark chapter 9. This actually happened. I mean, this was not, listen, Jesus had not even died yet. Oh, my God. Get this. I mean, I'm telling you, this ought to make you want to shout. It happened. Mark, the 9th chapter. I want to read this. Because I feel in my spirit that those that are listening, you are hungry for the glory of God. St. Mark chapter 9. Go there with me. Mark chapter 9. This is something I'd love to do. I thank God for prophetic words of knowledge. But I love to teach the word of the Lord. And this is how we get divine instructions. This is how we stay healed. This is how we stay delivered. Look at this, Mark chapter 9, verse 1. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. Oh my God. There are some people that will not taste death. Verse 2, Mark 9. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter, James, and John, and he led them up into a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. Look what happened. This is real life. This is resurrection power. And his clothing, his raiment, became shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. It was whiter than, listen, bleach. You could put bleach on white clothes. It was whiter than that. Listen, it was so white, it was beyond human understanding. Verse 4, and there appeared unto them Elias, and Moses, Elijah and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. Listen, man, that's out of sight. And look at verse 5. And Peter answered and said to them, Master, it is good. You see, he's mentioning the glory, the goodness. It is good for us to be here. That's how we're going to feel. I believe that is happening. It is good for us to be here. And there's something about that unity, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. They were on that mountain, and they were one, and they saw Elijah and Moses. Watch this. Peter said in verse 5, it is good for us to be here, and let us, he got kind of overexcited, you see. His mind was yet earthy. Watch this. And let us make three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias. He didn't understand what to say. Peter didn't. For they were sore afraid. He was afraid. Peter called himself respecting this glorious sight. Verse 7 of Mark 9. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved son, hear him." And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man anymore save Jesus, only with themselves. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen till the Son of Man was risen from the dead. And they kept this saying with themselves, questioning one with another what the rising from the dead should mean. I want you to understand, this glory stuff is real. It's real. There's nothing fake about it. When we meditate on Jesus, something happens. The veil of our hearts is removed. Things are manifested. Things will be revealed so that we can behold the transforming glory of God. God's glory will transform us into that God which God has created for us to be. And this is why it's so important to see. Show me your glory. I want to see your glory. I want to know you in the power of your resurrection. Father, I decree and I declare that everyone that has listened to this word that you put in my spirit, I decree right now that your glory would be revealed, that we would be rooted and grounded in love, that we may be able to comprehend with everyone, all saints, what is the width, length, depth, and height, to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. Oh God, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now I decree right now that your love, this new covenant, may be manifested, that we will not seek to understand what we want to understand, but what you have given us to understand through revelation. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope that teaching blessed you. I hope it blessed you. And if you would like to receive that teaching, it's live teaching. And you can request it by giving me a call at 317-832-0131. And I will have it sent to you for anything that God has put upon your heart. Praise God. I'm going to go to the phones right now. I have a 985 area code. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
Praise the Lord, man of God. How are you?
God bless you. I'm doing wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Oh, I enjoyed that message. That was a beautiful word.
To God be the glory. Thank you, woman of God. So glad to hear from you. Praise God.
Yes, indeed. I'm trying to get ready and so excited to get up there. Pastor Bryson called me. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, but I was busy at a revival, so I told her I was going to get back with her because I want to know all about the bus and what time it's going to leave and everything.
Woman of God,
so
I'm so glad.
So do you know that?
Yes, I do. I would love to share it with you, and of course you have her number, but the bus is going to leave, woman of God, Thursday the 27th. And they're going to meet on Thomas Street between Walgreens and Save-A-Lot.
Oh, okay. I know where that is. Let me see. Thursday.
27.
Okay. At what time?
Everyone is together there at 9 a.m. And the bus will be leaving at 10 a.m.
Okay. great. So we have to pay anything to ride the bus or what?
Yes, she would like to receive from everyone $100, and she would like to have that by the 22nd, she said on the broadcast. And mm-hmm. I do have all of the different hotels information. I can spend that time with you if you would like to. And other people,
I would love that. So, let me get a piece of paper so I can write it down. Because my goddaughter, Janice, she's supposed to come, and she and I are going to share rooms together.
Oh, I would love to give this information. Ladies and gentlemen, as I speak with my good friend, our good friend, Pastor Marilyn Dixon, I want you all to write also, because some of you are here that wasn't here. I believe it's Wednesday night that my dear sister came on. Tuesday. Praise God. So, okay. I'm going to start off with the hotel information for the gathering, the launching of our ministry, me and my wife, Katrina, my queen, the 28th, 29th, and 30th. The 28th will start at 7 o'clock. Pastor M.L. Hall Jr. will be speaking. He's the son of the bishop. His father, I started preaching under. He's going to be speaking that Friday night. Saturday night would be my apostle, Apostle William Price. He would be speaking that Saturday night, which is the 29th. The climax of it is that Sunday at 5 p.m. Yours truly would be speaking at 5 p.m. Sunday. Okay, here are the hotel information. Hampton Inn Suites.
Okay, Hampton Inn. Okay.
And the address, woman of God, is 2920.
Okay.
South Reed Road. That's R-E-E-D.
Okay.
That's here in Kokomo.
Okay.
Let me give you that zip code, too. 46901.
Yeah, because I can program this in my GPS.
Yes, ma'am. It's Kokomo, Indiana, 46901. Okay, let me give you the number to the Hampton Inn, 765.
765?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
455.
Mm-hmm.
2900.
Okay. Okay, I got that one.
Let me give you the Hampton Inn for standard king and it's a king and two queen beds. It's $99 plus tax.
Per night?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And for a king suite, is $119 plus tax.
Okay.
And then you referenced the gathering ministries.
Okay.
Now they have, woman of God.
Number.
Yes, ma'am. The reference.
Gathering.
The gathering ministries.
Okay.
A pastor. Pastor, they have hot breakfast. They have a very good sister, my queen.
Really?
There. Yeah, hot breakfast, Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
They have a fitness center. And also, they have an indoor heated pool.
Oh, wow. I need to bring my bathing suit.
Praise God, I love you. You are so cute. I love that.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Now, we have plans to take you all to the nearest city. It's where the Indianapolis Colts, that's in Indianapolis, Indiana. Maybe we could go there that Saturday morning and just take a trip. So we're working on some things for you guys.
Oh, that's going to be terrific.
Yeah.
Wait, have you heard from Brother Roper?
Yes, ma'am. He's coming. I heard from him. And if you need me to connect you with him, you probably have his information. I can. He's called.
Oh, okay, great, because I know he said he wants to come.
And also the gentleman that did the MC, his name fails me now. I don't know why, but I love his spirit.
Brother James? Oh, wow. Yes. He's coming too?
I hope so, because I want to have him do some MC.
Yeah, he's great.
Now, let me give you this Comfort Inn.
Mm-hmm.
That's also...
Right.
It's,
Comfort Inn. Okay, Inn. I got it.
Yeah.
Comfort
Five,
Inn.
522.
522?
Yeah, 522.
Mm-hmm.
Let me spell the street. ESS.
Okay.
EX.
Essex. Mm-hmm.
Drive.
Essex Drive, okay.
Yes, ma'am. And that's Kokomo, Indiana. Okay. And that's also 46901.
All right.
Let me give you the number, because you can even pass this information to. The number is 765.
Okay, 765.
452.
452.
5050.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you about the Comfort Inn, ladies and gentlemen, with my friend, Pastor
mm-hmm.
Marilyn Dixon. Mm-hmm. At the Comfort Inn, the standard king and one queen bed is $63.75 plus tax.
63.
75 plus tax.
Okay. Okay, I got that.
And for two queen beds, it's $67.15 plus tax.
Okay.
Also, you want to reference all of these, you reference the Gathering Ministries. You just let them know that.
Okay,
now, the Comfort Inn, it also has a hot breakfast bar.
Oh, great.
Indoor heated pool and Wi-Fi.
Oh, great.
Now, I have even a lower price one. It doesn't have a breakfast bar, but in the area, there's plenty of restaurants and so forth. But I might as well give that information
mm-hmm.
just in case. It's the mm-hmm. Days Inn, the Days Inn and Suites.
Okay.
$39.80 South Reed Road.
Okay.
That's a 46902 here in Kokomo.
Okay. Okay, great.
That number is 765.
Okay.
453. 7100.
Okay, great.
Of course, you referenced the Gathering Ministry, ladies and gentlemen, that are listening. Now, for the rooms there, it's $57 plus tax.
Okay, $57 plus tax, okay.
And maybe you can elaborate on this. What I'd like people to know, when you come and you're coming, different ones are coming in from different places. If you're sharing with someone, it would make it that much better. So feel free. You come in with family. It's a good deal here. And plus, it's a lovely city. Kokomo's a lovely. It's on the number one list as the place to live. Kokomo.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it is.
That's
you can
great.
Check it out. Yeah.
That is great. That is super. I mean, I'm looking forward for that. And a lot of people be calling and asking me, Pastor, are you going? Yes, I'm going. Are you going? Well, I think I'm supposed to be, but no, you got to know for sure. You know, you got to know maybe 2 weeks in advance that you are going to do this, okay? You can't wait till the last minute and make up your mind, because that's why I said I skipped revival tonight. I said I got to get on the air and find out from the man of God, you know, about all of this. So when Pastor Roper called, I can, you know, share this with him, you know, and the rest of them.
I thank you, Pastor.
Maybe they did not get on the line.
You know, can you also do something for me, family? We just love this woman, and she just befriended us. And now let me tell you something. This woman can pray. Everybody, I mean, her prayers are powerful. Maybe, Pastor, you could get to some of the churches or get with Pastor Gloria that they can announce it in their services. Would be good, too.
Okay. I surely will. I was at my doctor's office today, and as I was about to come out, it was a prophet came in, and I knew him. And
wow.
I tapped him on his shoulder. I said, "Hi, prophet. How are you?" He said, "Fine." I said, "When are you going to come and run the two-night revival?" He says, "Well, first I got to get my leg straight." I said, "What happened?" He said, "Oh, I had a stroke." I said, "You're kidding." So the Lord allowed me to pray for that man, and I promised, I cried. God allowed me. I was getting ready to leave out the door, but God said, "Go back." I went back. I said, "Prophet," I said, "I'm sorry, I was going to go." I said, "But the Holy Spirit led me to come back." I said, "You don't mind if I lay hands on your legs and pray for you?" He said, "Sure, go ahead." And I prayed for that man. I called stroke away from that man. I said a divine prayer to God. I said, "God, I'm holding you as your word." I said, "God, I know you're a supernatural healer." I said, "This is your man of God." I said, "Lord, right now I'm going to lay hands on this leg where he can't move. But God, I want you to show yourself." The nurses, the doctors, they were just looking. Man of God, I promise you, I cried. That man moved those legs. You hear me?
Hallelujah.
That man got up. His wife said, "Wait, baby, wait." He said, "I got it." God knows that man walked. Got
oh, I
up
rejoice.
Out of that chair and walked. I couldn't
believe it. Hallelujah.
God is awesome. And to hear you talk about that love, you know, it's all because God loves us. And when he loves us and we live in righteousness and we loving one another back and doing it his way, there is nothing too good that God will withhold from his servants that's walking in love, you know.
Come,
and that's what I like to say to all of the hearing listeners out there. That little four-letter word, it is powerful. And God himself is love, and he wants us to love ye one another. Oh, no man anything but to love him. And when you love, the Bible says, it fulfills the law of God.
Yes.
And I just have to say that to know that God is still working miracles in these latter days.
Yes. You know what? I celebrate that with you. I was just clapping my hands. And people, we should praise God when we hear these testimonies of this prophetess and this, as she prayed. She didn't mind. She wasn't ashamed. Whether it's a doctor's office, whether it's a public place, she was walking. I was explaining this earlier. And your testimony, woman of God, is a witness to the message tonight. And the glory of God came, and the doctors and the nurses were amazed at the miracle. That's the glory of God.
Yes, the glory of God. And you say, "Father, who is listening to me, lift your glory, you know, reign in there." And I said, "Oh, God, it did, Lord. God knew what he was going to put in your mouth tonight, because God knew he had to do something supernaturally." But no, yes, his glory is raining. It's just flowing into those that just believe God for anything. There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing. He can do what doctors on this earth cannot do.
My God. That's powerful.
Yes, indeed.
I thank God for you as always. You always have that now word, that rhema word. I thank God. Pastor, right now, I want you to go ahead and pray for this event and ministries around the world. And whatever God said, pray. I want you to pray. I feel that somebody's about to get a miracle in Jesus' name. Go ahead.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come now, Father. We are waiting on you, God. Father God, we come right now to ask you, Holy Master, to keep your arms of mercy around your son, God. Oh, Prophet Roger, God. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity, Lord God, that you have given us just to come and stand on one accord. Lord, I pray thee right now, God. I pray for that woman, God, that are listening to me right now. I pray for her, God, that Father God, that you will touch her right now. Father God, open up the doors of heaven and pour down her blessings, God. She's in a need, God, for a miracle. Father, I speak a financial miracle upon her right now. I decree, I declare, God, within 10 days from this prayer, Lord God, that she will be able to receive her miracle, God, that she'll be able to get back on this radio station and say, Lord, I receive, God, I receive. Lord God, I speak right now in your son, darling, in Jesus' name, God. Touch this man, God. Touch him, God, that are listening to me right now. God, he needs you, God. Lord, he needs you, Father God, for you to stand and move on his behalf, Father God. Heavenly Father, you able to straighten that relationship out, God. Nobody can do it like you can, God. Fix it for him, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for this event, God, this gathering, Lord God, that you is predestinated to come together, God. Lord, I'm asking that souls be revived, that men and women that don't know you on the part of their sins, let them come running on these three powerful nights, God. Show up and show out, God. Bless the speakers, God, for each night, Lord God, that you are allow them to come and speak, God. Oh, Father God, let your glory, let your divine glory rest and rule upon your people, God. Heavenly Father, we're looking for a success and deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I pray thee right now that you would continually to bless the man of God, his beautiful queen, his beautiful prophet, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you that your will, that your will shall be established and done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Oh, man of God, I see people that's going to come to this gathering, and some has been hurt, some been wounded. They've been wounded in the houses of God. God says he going to do a supernatural thing in this gathering, these alpha three nights. Watch the move of God, man of God. If I be a prophetess of the living God, you're going to see what God is going to do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God said, tell you, man of God. He said, tell you. He said, I got your back. He said, I am going to bless you tremendously. He said, even after this is all over and done with, he said, watch and see when the blessing begin to fall in your hands. Come on, somebody.
Thank you for souls.
Hallelujah, God. There are some things that you've been asking God to continue to do, and God said it's already done. He said you don't have to ask no more. Just start thanking him.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said,
Jesus.
I done opened up that door. You're going to walk in, man of God. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He said,
you,
for your
Jesus.
Faithfulness, man of God, for your faithfulness.
Yes, Lord.
He said,
yes.
I've already done it. Now you
yes.
watch and see.
Yes.
Thank
you,
Lord.
I believe God. I believe God. I believe the words of God. I believe.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Woman,
thank
I know that's
God.
I know that's God.
Yes,
the word
God. Yes.
Spoken. What you have spoken, I know in that powerful prayer, I know that God has sent you tonight with a divine word from the Lord.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
I receive it. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I'm sure my queen is listening. And I know
she's
shouting, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
go ahead, Pastor.
God. Yes, God. I just want you to know that I really, really, really enjoy, you know, just being connected with a man of God and his beautiful queen and his prophets. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When you came to Louisiana, hallelujah, you've done something new here in Louisiana. I mean, coming way out of Kokomo. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We have never, ever had a revival like that before. Hallelujah. But when you came to Louisiana, you came with a purpose. And God moved in so many people's lives, and they're still talking about it. Just prepare yourself, man of God, to do another trip. Glory be to God.
Amen. The Lord said that. The Lord said that. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise
you
God.
Are awesome woman of God, and we celebrate you. And I haven't forgotten. I'm working on some things for you. And just know that we were in Indianapolis last night in our rehearsal. With the praise ministry and at my brother's theater and some awesome things that's taking place. And so we got to go back in the morning and we have our rehearsal and musicians coming from Chicago and with our ministry there. And we just celebrate. You know, Pastor, a woman of God called me from New York the other day. And God is just, you know, I got a great a man of God told me, he said, if you don't go to the nations, they're coming to you. And I'm seeing things happen that's, you know, it's indescribable. And I just want to be me for the masters, use me and my queen and I. And people like you is just such a connection in the spirit. I thank God for you and your revelation and insight and, thank you. This all I can say is thank you for your hospitality, and you're just such
welcome.
A sweetheart.
Oh, hey. Yes, and you are too. I'm going to call Gloria in a few minutes.
Okay.
Gloria, was you on the radio? Oh, no. But bless her little heart. That's my baby.
She's so sweet. That's our baby. You know what? I salute you. In Jesus' name, and I
thank you
for what God
thank
is doing.
So much.
Thank you for calling.
Anytime, man of God. You have a blessed weekend.
You too. God bless.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's my friend, our friend, Pastor Marilyn Dixon. God is so good to us. I have, and I thank her for that prayer. I felt that word directly from God. And I praise God. I have a 952. I'm coming to you now. 952 area code. God bless you. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, Prophet. This is Julia.
Yes, it is. How are you doing, Julia?
I'm doing great. I'm just calling to hear a word for me today.
Well, the word for you is love. You're such a woman of love. I was talking about the glory of God, my covenant sister, Julia, and the glory of God is his goodness. You remember when God spoke to Moses about his goodness, and he will cause his goodness to pass. I hear the Lord saying to you, woman of God, in your faithfulness, I'm going to cause my goodness to pass you. And it's not going to just pass you. It's going to stay there. It's going to follow you. You know, like a little stray puppy, how if you got some food, that little puppy will just follow. Praise God. God says, I'm going to follow you. Oh, glory, glory. God said, I'm going to follow you. You ever in the summertime, the springtime, a butterfly will come and just begin to follow. God said, my goodness and my mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. You can expect good things to happen right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I receive that in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. God is so good. And you are a blessing to this ministry. You're a covenant, and we value your prayers and your spirit. Your spirit is unique. And I told my queen, we talk about you. I said, we're going to meet that Julia. We're going to see her face to face.
Thank you soon. Yes. Yes.
And we're praying for all of your family. We never forget, because the Holy Ghost always reminds us to pray. And the Holy Ghost fell upon us 4 o'clock this morning. I said, God, you and this 4 o'clock. I love it. And 4 is the number of complete. God is completing, has completed things. Praise God.
Amen. Mine has been 3 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're that forerunner. Hallelujah. Amen. Perfection.
Yes. And God give you a word about 3 o'clock. Something is going to happen sometime at 3 o'clock.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. For your glory.
I was talking to my sister Lucy, and she is in a place of stability in the spirit.
Good.
And she's been an encourager to me also, because you know, I would call her and tell her what's going on, and she would give me a word and tell me what God has been saying to her. And she told me that she was it was in the afternoon, and she was just sitting down, not listening to any music or watching TV, but she saw a cloud, a very heavy cloud, like just before it rains, you know, there's like a big cloud. It was like a black one, like dark gray. And she woke up and she asked herself, what did I just see? Because she was kind of like scared, like, what did I just see? And she had a voice telling her, do you know what is, like, before it rains, you know, there's some signs that, you know, it's going to rain so that people can know.
Mm-hmm.
And God told her that's a sign that a blessing is coming to her and for her. And she just started jumping up and down in the house alone. And she's telling God, thank you, thank you. And she's like, oh, if it's going to be like that, then it's going to be a lot.
Such a blessing.
Yeah, so I just thank God for her and what God is doing in her life. She has been a prayer warrior. I tell her whenever, please pray for you, pray for this ministry, pray, and she has been doing that.
You tell Lucy that me and my queen, Katrina, we can feel as though we've met her through you, and we know that God has performed wonders for her.
Amen. Yes.
Well, bless God for you. Thank you, Julia. Thank you so much. And we will continue to pray and keep you upheld before the Lord.
Amen. God bless you too. And say hi to your queen, Katrina.
I promise. I promise I will. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hallelujah. I'll be right back after this. We have about 20 minutes. 347-539-5173. Someone said tonight, I want to call, but you're sort of afraid to call. I believe you're a first-time person. I can sense it. Don't be afraid to call. God can see you, and he loves you. I'll be back after this. This is Prophecy Alive.
Come on.
Listen, you can make it. You've already made it. You're not going under. You're going over. I'm telling you, don't you give up. Don't throw in that towel. Put that towel up. It's not over. That husband is turning around. That's for somebody. That husband is turning around. Don't you give up. Don't you, no, don't you do that. It's not over. Yeah, I know you're weeping. I know you're crying. You found out some information. It's tearing you apart almost. But God says you stand still and you see the salvation of God. God said, listen, hold your peace. Let God fight your battles. Listen, victory belongs to you. As a matter of fact, your name is victory. I want you to know that, listen, it doesn't matter. Yes, the money is low, but the glory of God comes on your money. I feel that. Somebody need to call in right now. 347-539-5173. I can feel the glory. Listen, whoo. Let me get this call. I can feel God's glory. Thank you for calling Prophecy Alive. How can I help you right now?
Yes, I wanted prayer. We got some really ugly news yesterday. The adversary is trying to snatch our inheritance, and he's been smirking in front of our lawyers and trying to move the case to another state where he thinks he can get away with it. And it's upset my sister so much that she hasn't even called me today. It's just unbelievable that this person, and now they have found things for the other case that's criminal, and he's involved in that as well. So we just need prayer in the name of Jesus, and I know you're a prayer warrior, and you can see things.
Yes, I can, and I want you to listen to me now, because the Holy Ghost just fell on my head right before you called. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is telling me to tell you, I saw a woman calling. You are that woman. Everybody that believe God, you catch a hold of this. Woman, God said for me to tell you, he's putting his glory on your case. I need you to praise God. God said, I'm putting my mercy on this. I'm putting my glory on this issue. My glory will stop the enemy. I'm telling you right now, I can see a border. It's like, you know how the waters can't go past a certain mark that God has set. And this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the angels of the Lord saying, stop. They will not be successful trying to work this wickedness. They are greedy dogs. They want it for themselves. They will do anything to try to steal, kill, and destroy. God is saying that you, whoever you can get to join with you, including us, rejoice for 3 days.
Yes.
3 days.
Hallelujah.
I want nothing but praise and worship coming from your mouth. Ooh, God is telling me to tell you. You remember when God spoke to Moses? He said, I'm going to cause my glory to pass by you. Mm-hmm. And God is telling me to tell you, he's putting you in that cleft. Listen to me real good. He's putting you in the cleft. You see, God said to Moses, I'm going to put you between a cleft and a rock. And that's where God has you. It's in a tight little space there. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
And God is saying, I'm putting you that there. You see, when Moses wanted to see the glory of God, God said, I'm going to pass by you, but I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock. Oh, God, you got to hear this. God has you in a solid place. Listen, this decision that's happening is going to hit the newspapers. Listen to me.
You're about the third person that said that. Wow.
But amen. To God be the glory. It's going to hit the newspaper, woman of God, because what they are trying to do is alter the laws that's on the books. They're trying to find somebody that will agree with them. And because Satan is the accuser of the brethren, Satan is orchestrating this thing. But listen, watch this. God said, I'm going to pass. What's your first name?
Sister Lou, and my sister's name is Faith.
Sister Lou and Faith.
Yes.
God will make his goodness pass before you, Lou and Faith. He's going to proclaim his name. You know what I'm putting on this case? I'm putting the name of Yahweh. I'm putting Yeshua's name on the case. Mm-hmm. And God says, I'm going to be gracious to you, Lou and Faith.
Yep.
I'm going to be gracious to you. I'm going to have compassion on you. And I'm going to blow the minds of those that are trying to orchestrate this thing in their own will. Watch the power of God in the next coming days. But for 3 days, I want y'all to just go to praising God, have prayer service, have worship meetings, and just praise God. Watch what God, you're going to call back this broadcast, my papa kacha, the glory, kabod, that word, Hebrew word for glory, I decree kabod on this case. The weight of his glory is on this case. You're going to call this broadcast, and you're going to be screaming, you're going to be shouting. Listen, you're going to shout so much, you're going to kick your shoes off. You're going to just have yourself a fit.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Say it again, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's say it
in
again,
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. It is
in
done.
In Jesus' name.
You know what I want you to write down on the paper? Write
yes.
down your seed to somebody that's poor. Listen to me close.
Yes.
Somebody that's hurting, you write down a seed. Ooh, I feel this. Write down that seed that you want to bless.
Yes.
And watch what God does. I want you to get a special offering. There's somebody you know that's hurting. Do
yes.
it. Do it in a way where it's done and you're a classy woman. You hear God. But there's a woman that has a great need. And you're going to give her a seed. Listen, a seed
yes.
love offering.
Yes.
And God is going to look at that seed that you've given this hurting woman with her family.
Yes.
She
yes.
lost a lot. And you know
yes.
who she is. And when you give her that seed, it's something about a hospital that I'm seeing right now.
Yes.
And when you give her that seed is going to boomerang. It's going to work miracles in her life. And God's going to say yes to you. And I'm telling you, he's going to let those lawyers go to sleep. In other words, the angel is going to blind them. I don't mean a physical blindness. He's going to cause them in their wise. They think they're wise, but they're foolish.
Yes, hallelujah.
And God's going to confound the wise. Give that seed off into that woman that's hurting, and I'm going to look for your call.
Yes, indeed. I'm glad I called in.
Again,
I was a little afraid to call in, but I said, I got to do it. Thank God.
And I had just spoke of a woman that was sort of afraid to call in and to call in.
Yes.
So that was you. Woman, the waters are stirred and you called in at the right time. I would say in the name of Jesus, giving him the glory. You've got your miracle, woman. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. God is great.
He is awesome, isn't he?
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you real good.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that miracle. You have to call. Listen, I got about 10 minutes. I may be able to go over 15 minutes, but my spirit is stirred. I'm trying to tell you right now. This is the perfect time for you to call in. I'm telling you right now, 347-539-5173. The glory of God is moving right now. I have a 919 area code. God bless you for calling Prophecy Alive. How may I help you?
Good evening, Prophet. This is Sister Collie, and if the Spirit is moving tonight, I just ask that you touch and agree with me and pray for a reverse in my body, in my daughter's body tonight, that she be restored completely, her kidneys and her heart. And I just ask you to come in a covenant agreement with me since the Spirit is moving so heavily tonight. I felt it in my spirit even when you said that about somebody was afraid to call. I hear that.
Oh, Rabbi, Mother Collie. Mother, I'm telling you right now, those two body parts, the lung, you said it was the lung?
No, it's the kidneys and the heart.
The kidneys and the heart. Kidneys
yes.
and the heart. I'm going
yes.
to tell you by the power of God, the
yes.
kidneys were made by our God, was it not?
That is correct.
The heart was made by our God.
That is correct.
I prophesy glory on the kidneys.
Hey, glory.
Glory on the heart. Father, I enter to a covenant agreement.
Right
now. That in the name of Yeshua, in
yes.
the name of Jesus, let your glory be on the kidneys of this daughter.
In the name of Jesus.
Father, even the glory that came to Moses.
Yes.
You the same yesterday, Hebrews 13:8, today and forever.
Yes, Father God.
I decree by the authority of heaven that your glory be on those kidneys now.
Right now, Jesus. I mean right
and
now.
The heart right
oh,
now. It's something about the machine is going to reveal that God is moving.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yay, Lord.
It's like I can see it.
Jesus.
Go ahead. I'm seeing something.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
The man-made machine is going to witness the glory of God.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Rashara. Yeah, la, 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 la. Enough is enough, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise and bless your holy name, Father God.
Say it with me, Mother. Reverse.
Reverse. Hallelujah.
Tonight.
Tonight, Lord God, do it for your glory.
And Mother, even in your body, a reverse, you are that other woman that's between. God has put you in the cleft of the rock.
Praise God. I know what you're
God
talking
spoke
about.
To Moses. You know what I'm saying. He told him to stand on the rock, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Moses stood between that cleft and the rock, and the glory of God began to pass. And this is what God is telling me to tell you. He put his hand on the kidney and the heart as he passed by your door.
Praise God. Praise God.
And I keep seeing this machine.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My Lord.
God, please get your glory out of this, God.
Hallelujah.
I ask you, God, and I know that you called.
Oh, Father God.
Glory out of this.
All the glory, Father God, in the name of
you
Jesus.
You know I don't touch your glory. You know I believe you, God, for this woman, and we've been praying. God, you have to show up tonight.
Yes, Lord, do it for your glory tonight, Lord.
You got to show up tonight. You got to change it.
Reverse
and
the curse.
Boldly decree and declare
that it is so.
It is so. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And God, I ask that this would be by nothing less than your love.
Yes, Father. Yes, Jesus. Yes.
In the name of your love, God.
In the name of your love, Father God.
Do it.
We decree that it is so.
Mother, I feel a peace.
In the name of Jesus.
Ooh. Ah, in the name of Jesus, I thank God.
I thank him too. And I praise him. And I love God. And
I
know,
Father,
I love him. And it's just like I just need him to show up right now.
It's done, Mother.
It is so. Thank you, Prophet. Thank you. I'm sorry we can't come to your program. We can't travel right now. It's going to be so we're going to get out of here and travel with you. We're going to see you again one day.
And it's soon. I don't want you to get on the road. I'm coming to see y'all.
God, you're truly welcome in North Carolina anytime. You and your late.
Yes, my queen. We love traveling together. There's a lot of people calling from North Carolina. I would tell you, we're coming there. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Mother, don't let anything negative be around her or around you.
Okay.
Listen to me. Next time you're there, God said, read Isaiah 53 to her.
Isaiah 53.
Mm-hmm. The whole chapter.
Okay. The whole chapter, Isaiah 53. I will.
Read it to her. Hallelujah. God bless you.
God bless you too, brother. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. God be the glory for that miracle. I felt the angel of God. And two women called and they received mighty miracle. Someone just seemed like you can't kick this habit. I see you by the Spirit. You're far away. I see you. You're asking God to help you. And God said, flush it down the stool. Right. God said, go right now, flush it down the stool. Hallelujah. God is so good. Well, I love you. This is all the time that I have. God bless you. We will not be on the broadcast Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But Tuesday, we will. We're in the stretch of the preparation, and be in prayer for us. I'm so excited about what God is doing. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about the earth. God is filling the earth with his glory. We give God the praise. Love you all. God bless you. Until next time.
That's heartbroken, and I know someone that lost their job and they ain't working. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through. And this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there that really doubt him. You gotta believe me.
I know too much about him.
You ain't got nothing to lose.
Just right here.
Can I get a witness to help me say he forgave me? Then he delivered me. Then he saved me. You better preach, 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 preach. Say that word.
Else they can do. Somebody has debt to the ceiling, and all your bills are due. But I know a man that is able to fix everything you are going through. And this man, he is incredible. Give your problems to him and just let him go. There's some people out there
that really doubt him.
You gotta believe me.
About him.
You ain't got nothing to lose.
So just right here.
Can I get a witness to help me say he forgave me? Then he delivered me. Then he saved me.
You better preach, preach, preach.